Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the case is a long way from over. That's a message from the defense team from Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan. The jury came back with a split verdict. That's rare. Guilty on the obstruction charge, the most serious one. That's a felony. The jury found Judge Dugan did obstruct federal agents trying to make an immigration arrest inside the Milwaukee County Courthouse in April. The jury found Dugan not guilty on the concealment charge, which is a misdemeanor. Defense attorney Stephen Biskupic questions that split decision.
But that's why we asked for the post-trial briefing. Judge hasn't set a sentencing date, so obviously he's going to take this seriously as well. And I would just say the case is a long way from over.
Dugan faces up to 5 years in prison at sentencing. Meanwhile, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss just put out a statement today saying if Judge Dugan doesn't resign immediately, the Assembly will begin impeachment proceedings.
Number two, we are still waiting at 2:11 this afternoon for the full release of the Jeffrey Epstein files, which were required under a bill recently signed in Washington to be fully released in their entirety by today. But Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, earlier this morning on Fox News, seemed to indicate while many files will be released, not all of them will, citing privacy concerns.
I expect that we're going to release more documents over the next couple of weeks. So today, several hundred thousand. And then over the next couple weeks, I expect several hundred thousand more.
Meanwhile, CBS News reporting earlier this afternoon, a partial release was expected at 2 p.m. Central today. So that has come and gone. And that list has not yet come out. More from Scott McFarland, justice correspondent.
Democrats have been critical of the Trump administration on this from the jump, and they're saying that it's possible they may try to effect some legal action to try to force the faster release of whatever isn't disseminated today. And you've seen some Republicans who are behind this legislation, including Thomas Massey of Kentucky, emphasize that he thinks they have no choice but to do the full release today.
Meanwhile, House Republican leaders had canceled votes set for today, advancing a holiday recess, which has raised questions from Democrats regarding timing, GOP leaders calling it routine year-end business. And by the way, because, of course, you can bet on everything these days, the markets are showing low odds of the files dropping by today again, as was required by that bill signed recently in Washington. So, still awaiting word on when a full or partial list related to Jeffrey Epstein will be released, as has been mandated with a deadline of today.
Real quickly, I was telling you how Assembly Speaker Robin Voss put out a statement today saying if Judge Dugan doesn't resign immediately, the Assembly will begin impeachment proceedings. Mm-hmm. Well, we had a little bit of that. I just right now, just minutes ago, actually, while I was doing that story, got from his team the full enlarged statement. And at the very bottom, it says, Wisconsinites deserve to know their judiciary is impartial and that justice is blind. Judge Hannah Dugan is neither, and her privilege of serving the people of Wisconsin has come to an end. That from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.